Okay, here's an idea for all you people who would like to do something useful with Audioboo that might take you into a world that you haven't anticipated. The backstory is that today I read an editorial by a local editor in a local paper in Cork. It wasn't one of the national papers. It's a local paper. It's a freebie, what's called a freebie. It's called the Cork Independent. And the editor of that newspaper, which comes out once a week, wrote an editorial about a topic which I was interested in. And it was typical of that editor that the standard of writing was exceptionally high. And that's the background. So on this particular occasion, I got the idea, the impulse, if you like, that I would make an audioboo of that editorial. I added nothing to it, and I except at the very end I passed a few words of comment about how good I thought it was. But essentially, almost the entire audioboo was repackaging in audio form what had been committed by print journalism. So why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because this is something which I think you could do, you in the audioboo world, or in the audio podcasting world. You could take written material by local journalists in your community, and your community might be a whole nation, if you're a really big podcaster, and you are minded to so do, but you could broadcast or reshare, or share to be exact, that content in audio form. Now, the first thing I guarantee you is that the editor will be surprised. They will not expect you to do it. You also, I don't think, need permission to do it. If you go down the permission route, you'll get yourself probably embroiled in all sorts of complications. If you worry about whether you have the right to do it, you'll never do it. But if you're free of any such concerns and you have genuine admiration for the editorial, you'll actually produce a decent piece of audio and the newspaper will be delighted. You will be able to share your audio via Twitter and Facebook. And then maybe what will happen to you is what happened to me today, which is that the editor of the newspaper retweeted the audio version of her editorial. She also put it on her blog post. She also tweeted it, or got it tweeted, from the Twitter account of the newspaper. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that I have never before done it, and as soon as I did it, impulsively, I began to think of the number of people in local communities around the country, in Ireland, in Britain, in America, in Indonesia, in the Netherlands, in Bosnia, who are always creating content, creating new content. Now, here's an opportunity to do something using your audio skills, aptitude, love. You simply read it. That's all you do. You read somebody else's content, and then you get the idea suddenly, hey, I could do this on a weekly basis for that editor. Now, you might even create a new business opportunity for your skills, or you might create an opportunity to build your own reputation among people who wouldn't otherwise have heard about you, or whatever. Or, if you really, another reason is, you get some practice, pure practice, at doing something. And you know, you don't have to be the world's greatest voice. You don't have to be the world's greatest anything. All you have to do is be different. You have to do something that hasn't been done for that person before. And you go rocketing up the charts in their mind. And okay, they might then say, wow, that's a very good thing. I must get somebody to do this for me professionally. And of course, they might say, well, you're not the one. But on the other hand, there are loads and loads of opportunities to do it, and you just don't know what'll happen. So, you know, I'm mentioning it because it struck me that a lot of journalists are writers, and there, of course, there's a whole area of television journalism. That's a different thing. But I'm talking about all the print journalists are writers. They are not used to having their words converted into audio. And, you know, we here on Audio Boo are practicing the use of audio all the time. So here's a service that we can bring to our local communities. And, you know, many of you live in a situation where there is a local paper that doesn't have a lot of money, that doesn't have a lot of resources, and that could be helped by you at one extreme. And on the other hand, you have some of you who could even say, if I get good at this, I could aspire to making this a new genre. So you take someone like, typically someone like McColgan in Scotland, in a place. He's got loads of audio experience. Imagine what a local newspaper would feel if he started pumping up, sharing audios. And actually, think about it this way. How interesting it would be on Audio Boo for us to hear bits of journalism from around the world brought to us via audio. I think someone like Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold on Twitter, would have an opinion about this. I'd certainly love to know what Jane Boyd thinks about this. I'd love to know what Roger Overall, he used to be a journalist even, a proper journalist working for magazines. Is there an opportunity here? And frankly, you know, well, I did it, and I'm going to see whether I'm motivated to do it again. And it certainly didn't take me long. And interesting. Do you think it could possibly be a valuable community service in some form or other? Bye.